Welcome to the preview for the Whirlpool Gold Cup 10 race program, and we kick off at 12:15, 25 pentrometers, so it's good to soft. First six races are 4 meter false rail and 7 to 10, 2 meter spur. Race one, 1600 meters, it's a listed race. I'm going with Better Man. I went with this horse last time. I thought he was extremely unlucky, and I think he's the right horse. In fact, he's my bet of the day, or one of my bets of the day. So I'm going with him strongly, Better Man. Izzy Vani Vani, got to have a chance, but will he get the 1600? Zeitz might be the better proposition as opposition to him. Race two is a debutante, it's 1200 meters, grade two. The filly Palace of Avernia looks absolutely the right one. She's odds on, and there doesn't look like there's anything on collateral form that can beat her. Ferrari Flair ran behind her, and a number of these others ran behind her as well. But I think Ferrari Flair will go well. Ocean Mistress ran behind Palace of Avernia and meets her on a kilo and a half better terms. So that's got to give her a chance. That's number 11, Ocean Mistress. Cavadi will run well, worth including in your buy pot as well. Race three. This is a grade two for two-year-olds over 1,200 meters. Quite interesting here is a couple of the fillies have been entered in this race. No Drama gets blinkers. Number two, have a look at that. Peter Muscat, very strong with St. Harry and Benny and Paul. Benny and Paul won an extremely good maiden. St. Harry ran 4.75 lengths. He looked like he needed the run. It was first run for 6 months. Probably will improve as well. The U.S. Ranger, who comes from the Eastern Cape with Richard Foree for Ellen Krieff, and Give Me Some Luck, Fabian Habib's runner, has won all three of its starts and looks pretty classy. World Series, Vaughan Marshall's runner, drawn 13. Chance if it can overcome the draw. Race four. This is the first leg of your carryover pick six. 1 million added to the pool. It's impossible to go against Alice B. Toklas. This filly should have won last time behind Palace of Avernia. She was extremely unlucky. She came from way behind it. She's a tiny little thing, but can run like hell. And with the scratching of Within Reach, which I thought was the big danger, I'm going banker Alice B. Toklas. It's odds on as well. Race five, well, this is not quite so easy. Champion Stakes, grade one over 1,600 meters. Secretary Bird looks like a player. Had the tongue tie last time and ran a cracking race behind Vibe Check. I think Vibe Check might find this 200 meters too far. He just looks to me like a 1,400 meter top for him, and he's drawn 14. I can't see him getting the win. There are a number of other horses that come into the race. Fillies, Tudor Rose, Lorena rides it from draw one. That's got to have a very big chance. I thought Viking Leader won extremely well, won a maiden well too. Eric Dubois, this might improve. Lyle Hewitson gets a ride on it. The Bronx Bull got some form. Will he be better over 1,600? He should be out of an elusive fourth mare. And then Prayers and Promises looks to be Terry's number one horse for the Zaki rides that. Drawn 12 out of 14 behind Vibe Check. It's now drawn better 7. The horse that might be the big play in this race at a big price is number 8, Casagnoni. Really impressed me. He had no chance in the Vibe Check race. When he was drawn 10 out of 14, he came from way off them. Green Energy for Adam Azzi. That's number 9 and 10. Better Never Ends. Gets the blinkers again. This horse has been a revelation. Nice to see Sibs and Gorbo have a runner in this race. 11, Bachata. Don't leave this horse out of anything. I think he's had two very good runs. 13, Red Spicy ran behind Vibe Check. He gets Fourier. Could improve as well. So that's extremely tough, race 5. Race 6, Mercury Sprint, 1,200 meters. I think the find of the race is Otaniqua. This horse has run pretty well on both his starts. He now gets a good draw, and I expect him to go really well here. The two Peter runners, 4, Buffalo Storm, Cody. Well, Fourier's jumped off this. Lorena gets a ride, and Taxi to the Moon, Cabello, looks like he's going to be the new stable rider for the new season. But I like questioning. I think this horse is all class. Drawn 11, I don't think that's a problem. I think that it will actually help him come down the outside. He's my top choice. Race 7, Gold Cup. Carry over 500,000 for the last jackpot, so you've got to play that. Impossible to go against King Pelis on collateral form. This really does look like the right horse. But the find of the race is Magic Verse. Godden gets a ride on him. He's a big price, 14 to 1, so put him into everything. He might be the best of the Snaith runners, although 7 ahead of the facts is 3 to 1. And 9 Native Ruler is 8-1 with DeMello aboard it. So that's got to have a chance. That's the way I see it. Hard to look past King Palace, even with 60.5 on his back. Race 8, Champions Cup. I'm going strongly with 1 Real Prince. I think he's almost a banker this horse. He's drawn 1. I think he's absolutely ready. Got everything in his favor. 8/18, very disappointing beyond questioning. He's had his 2 runs back, probably cherry ripe now, and he's a very good horse on his day. See it again. He's class, always there or thereabouts, so he goes into everything. Race 9, Gold Bracelet, grade 2, over 2,000 meters. Another Dance for Me is your favorite, and she's on a roll, the one they've all got to beat. I think the 3 dangers are 6 Beach First, 12 Mocha Blend, who won the Summer Cup and is obviously a lot better than her July run where she had a very tricky draw and she never really overcame it. And then 13, Rainbow Lorikeet. Look for a big improvement from her as a second spring to Candace Bass. Race 10, Mgaini listed, 1,000 meters. I'm going strongly with 1 African Pride, drawn 1, Lyle Hewson aboard it, and I'm going to banker it in everything. I think he's absolutely the right horse. If you're looking for dangers, Chapbook might be a danger, but then anything else could upset the apple cart. Interbet, you know you can bet into the whirlpools. Everything is in your favor. We should have a great day. Enjoy.